Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live, Pensacola Business Radio, DeVille Square. I've got Mr. Chad Franklin in the studio here with me with Volunteers of America. Good afternoon.
Hello. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you came. So tell me, what is Volunteers of America?
Volunteers of America is a Christian organization, and basically it's a church without walls. And so here in Florida, we're a 501c3, and our focus is on creating positive change in the lives of in-need Floridians. So how we create this change is by providing housing and supportive services through our 37 programs statewide. These programs focus on helping homeless veterans and housing homeless veterans, helping families that are in need, whether they are low income or have mental health related issues. And there's also programs for seniors. Each program caters to the specific needs in that area, in that community. And here in Florida, here in Pensacola, our focus is on veterans, helping individuals that have mental health related issues as well.
So how long have you guys been here in the state of Florida?
Here in the state of Florida, we've been here for about 5 years. We house 30 veterans, and each of these veterans have their own small studio efficiency type of apartment. And then across the street, we house 13 additional individuals and families that have mental health related issues.
So how does somebody come to you to obtain your services? How do they know whether they need them or not?
Well, if they're homeless and they're a veteran, we do our intakes on Wednesdays at 1617 Blackwell Lane, which is across the street from the veteran housing department. And then, you know, we do our intakes on Wednesdays. We start at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. Many times, agencies such as Panhandle Warrior Partnership, the VA, 90 Works, those types of agencies, a lot of times refer people. However, if you're not in contact with one of those agencies, then you can just walk in around 9 o'clock on Wednesdays and we'll work you into our schedule.
That's great. So where's the intake part again? Where is it?
1617 Blackwell Lane. It's right across the street off of Blackwell.
And you guys you assess the situation, obviously see what they need and what best ways that you guys can help.
Yes. Many times, you know, people, the homeless vets do need housing. However, if they make over $25,900 per year, you know, we can't house them. So we have to sit down and assess the situation. Many times nobody leaves, you know, without a referral or us making contact to another partnering agency, we're able to work with them and get them properly housed.
Okay, so you guys have 37 programs, and that's statewide, right? That's from Pensacola all the way to Key West?
Correct. It's Pensacola all the way to Key West. And if, let's say we don't have a bed open, but Key West has a bed open, we send off their packet to one Central Isles location, and then that lady will say, okay, we have openings in Ocala, Jacksonville, Punta Gorda, Lake City, Key West, and then she sends them out, the referrals out to all those different sites, and then one of the sites picks them up. Because the person is homeless, many times we pay for the bus ticket to get that person down to that location so that they can get their housing.
Very cool. So you guys have an entire network.
Correct.
That helps these people get where they need to go.
Correct.
Huh?
Here in the past 3 months, we have housed and relocated right about 15 different homeless veterans.
Wow.
Good because we couldn't house them here.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me guess, this stuff doesn't just operate on its own, right?
Oh, no.
You got people giving you their blood, sweat, and tears to do this, don't you?
Exactly. One of the local agencies called Poe in Action, they volunteer so many of their hours. They're the ones that come out and do groups for us after hours. And these groups focus on PTSD, dialectical behavior therapy, financial literacy type of groups, mental health, and then substance abuse. And we have a men's group and also a women's group. You know, they're not paid, you know, however, for these types of services as well as other services that are going on, we need help from the community to be able to donate as well as transportation. The biggest part to our veterans finding fulfilling type of jobs so they can escape poverty and homelessness is transportation. You know, we really do need a 15-passenger van so we can dedicate that van to transportation alone, transporting these veterans to and from their jobs. And we've got volunteers that are willing to drive the van, and we've got vets that want to find jobs, but we just don't have a way to get them there.
Yeah. So Pensacola, listen up, because if somebody's got an extra 15-passenger van, you need it, don't you?
We need it.
We need it. So what else can the community do to help support you guys?
Each homeless vet that comes in, we provide them with a welcome home kit.
Mm-hmm.
And in that kit, it has everything that they need whenever they first move in, such as detergent to wash their clothes, detergent to wash their dishes, hygiene kit, toothbrush, toothpaste, and even we try to give them some sandals to put on their feet. You know, just the basic kit of welcoming them home, you know, these vets. And normally this lasts them for about 30 days. Our food pantry is getting really low in supplies. And so canned items would be really good. And I just want to be able to provide them this. So, you know, because imagine living out in the tent for 10 years.
Yeah.
And yeah. Having nothing.
Yeah.
Except for the clothes on your back. And then to be given a home for them to sleep in, you know, they are so grateful. But while they're there and before they can get their food stamps going, you know, trying to give them the food to nourish their body, because a lot of times they're frail, they're weak, they're malnourished, their clothes are dirty. And so just trying to give them their basic needs so they can kick back and finally say, I'm home.
Yeah.
And then we work on the mental health related issues that they got. And then within 3 to 6 months, they're working. And within 8 to 9 months, they're moving out. And
obviously, you got to take care of the basic necessities first, and then the rest can kind of start to heal itself.
Most definitely.
Very cool. So if somebody wants to bring you any canned goods or any of these items to help, it's the same location, the 1617?
Well, I would bring it to the 1622. 1622 is right across the street from 1617. Unfortunately, right now, we don't have any signs out there. So if you're coming in from Davis Highway, getting ready to get on Interstate, there's that Shell gas station on your right-hand side.
Yeah.
And you cutting down that road, and then you go over one speed bump, and on your right-hand side, you'll see some green vinyl-sided apartments, and that's where the veterans live. And across the street is the brick apartments, and that's where we house the other individuals.
Okay. And then you guys can donate through your website too, can't you?
You can donate through our website, which is called www.voaflorida.org/donate.
There you go. So what's next for you guys? What do you get to do when you leave here? Are you heading back?
Whenever we leave here, heading back, got to speak to the lady that we just housed that was homeless, and have to clean up the room for the next veteran to be able to get in there and get him housed.
So you guys got any plans to expand or?
Yes. In Pensacola, we're working with Department of Children and Families on creating some transitional apartments for young adults.
Sure.
Okay. That are getting released from foster care and that kind of thing. And so we're working with them on trying to create and find the money, you know, to build these additional apartments. And we're also wanting to build more transitional homes, apartments for families and veterans and just those that are in need. So kind of what it would look like is you know, an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Where we provide case management, whether they be young adults, veterans, or people with mental health related issues. And they would kind of all live, you know, in the same community, but each one of them would have, of course, a different treatment plan,
sure,
different goals, and, you know, the individualized treatment and therapy that they need to help them move forward with their lives.
Very cool. Do you find yourself overwhelmed every day? Is there more than you expected?
I'll tell you this. I love my job.
Yeah.
You know, you can, whenever I leave work, it's like, I know I've accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's just so much more, you know, that needs to be done. And so grateful to UWF providing me my interns. This past internship, we had Michelle Mackin, Ed Morris, and Miss Jeanette. And, you know, they were our BSW interns. Mm-hmm. And then Michael Maxwell, who's with me today, he's got his MSW. He just graduated. You know, they take their time during the internship and develop these relationships with these veterans. Well, now during the summer months, the interns are gone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're having to pick up the pieces and keep the ball moving forward so we can help these veterans continue moving their lives forward.
Yeah. So we need to get you some more volunteers.
Volunteers would be great.
Sooner than later, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's tell them again one more time where you're located and then a web address where they can get some more information.
Sure. It's 1622 Blackwell Lane here in Pensacola, Florida, is where the veterans live. You can come on site and ask for Chad. I'm the clinical social worker. And also, the way to donate is www.voaflorida.org/donate.
All right. And well, hopefully by the time the day ends, maybe somebody can find you a van.
Yes, sir.
I might know a guy. We'll have to make a call when we get done. So, well, Chad, I want to thank you for coming out and sharing your business and what you do and what great help you're bringing to our community. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And I'd also like to share my number. It's 850-471-1636. Please give us a call.
Great. And we will put all of these links and stuff on our site again when we repost the interview as well, so people will be able to find it there.
Outstanding.
So, guys, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, Chad, thanks for coming in today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.